I'd like to express my sincere gratitude to Bishop Mosa, Pastor Gege, and the Grace Bible Church leadership for this invitation. I look forward to it always, and the last time I was so blessed to see the response, and I know that we're going to get a great response again tonight, because I'm speaking on the subject that I think all of us need so much, and that is to be hope-filled. And Bishop Mosa has proven to be a faithful son of the Lord and one of the most influential Christian leaders in the country today. And I say that with all respect to other leaders. He's one of the great leaders in our country. And Zelda and I and the Rhema Church family love him dearly. I've come to love him just like a small son, because he hasn't grown big like some of the others. But what a son to have. Thank you for the distinct honor of mine not only being a speaker, but also having the privilege of opening the conference tonight. What an honor and what a privilege. And I don't take it lightly, and I take it very seriously. I appreciate how you honor not only me, but all the leaders. And what really speaks the loudest to me is your humility. One of the most humble people I know. You've never got a fat head and a thin heart. You've always stayed humble, teachable, and lovable. And even so, you stayed that way, though the Lord has used you mightily over the years. We find ourselves now in the uncertain times, as you know. The rise of the COVID-19, the rise of the panic, the fear, the insecurity, all coupled with a plummeting global economy, are losing hope around the world, it seems like. There's a hopelessness that seems to be everywhere. And in my opinion, could be more deadly than the virus itself. So tonight, I'm talking about that hope. We should be the most hopeful people on the face of the earth. And I pray the Holy Spirit is going to stir us up, and that when you leave tonight, you're going to be filled with hope and expectancy. And we should be and must be the most hopeful people in the earth. If it wasn't for hope, we would have given up by now. But thank God we are the people of hope, and our hope is in God and in his promises. Claire Lukey said, "There are no hopeless situations. There are only people that have grown hopeless about them." And I pray tonight that if that's you, it's going to change. You're going to be filled with expectation, confidence, and hope. There's no medicine like hope, no incentive so great, no tonic as powerful as the expectation of something great tomorrow. Hope is a pillar that holds up the world. In Hebrews 11, verse 1, now faith is. Faith is now. Not tomorrow, not yesterday. Your faith is now, for it is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And I believe that after today, your faith is going to rise up again, your hope is going to be alive again, and you're going to walk with hope and faith in your heart. And you're going to have a breakthrough this week, and you're going to have victory this week, and God's going to do something great for you. Because he's a God of love and mercy, and he's a God of wonder. But he's there today with us. Right now he's with us. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. To give you a future and a hope. Because Jesus was born nearly 2,000 years ago, we can have great hope for today.
and in today. Isn't that wonderful? That he's with us right now. That he's in us right now. And that's why we never should ever be helpless or hopeless. But we must always be filled with the faith and hope of Jesus. You see, hope defined is confident expectation. Someone once said we can live 40 days without food, 8 days without water, 4 minutes without air, but only a few seconds without hope. I thought that was really interesting. Now, I don't know if that's true or scientific or not, but it sounds good to a person that knows they need hope. In Hebrews 6, verses 18 and 19, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie. Do you know why it's impossible for God to lie? Because if God says this is white, it will turn to white. So God can't lie, because whatever he says, it is. And so I thought that was a wonderful thing to realize, that if you're wearing black today and he says you're wearing white, it'll turn to white. But he's the one that's got to say it. You can't turn around and say, no, this is white, not black. No, he's the one. But he cannot lie. We might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. The hope we have as an anchor of the soul. It's the anchor of your soul today. Both sure and steadfast, which enters the presence behind the veil. What a wonderful promise. He's the anchor of our soul today. So be filled with hope. Let hope rise up. Let it come out of you as rivers of living waters. You see, for hope in the future produces power for today. Hebrews 10:35-38, it reads from the New King James. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which is great reward. Sometimes we give up too soon, we walk away too soon, we get out of faith and hope and beginning to unbelief and discouragement just before our breakthrough is about to come. So don't cast away your confidence. It has great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that after you've done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come. He will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. We should never be hopeless. Never. And I'm just saying to you today, don't let go of your hope and your faith. They're twins that work together. Psalms 31, verse 24. Be strong. Let your heart take courage. All of you who wait and hope and expect the Lord. Be expectant. Expect God to do something supernatural for your finances. Be expectant. If you're sick, believe God for healing and wholeness. That's why in Psalms 42, David speaking, verse 11, why are you cast down, O my inner self? He's speaking to himself now. And he's saying, why are you so down? Why should you moan over me and be disquieted within me? Hope in God and wait expectantly for him, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. Psalms 146:5. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord thy God. Oh, I tell you, we're happy when we're filled with hope. You see, a hopeful person believes God has the answer to every problem. Romans 8:22. And we know that all things work together for good. Oh, how I've stood on that scripture over the years. How I've had to believe and stand strong in that. That whatever is happening in my life that looks so terrible and so much persecution and so much problem. But then I'd get and hang on to this and say, yet I know all things will work together for good. To those who love God. To those who are called according to his purpose. And I've seen it time and time again. Hold on to the fact that God is going to work this situation out for your good. And it's going to work in a way that will bless you. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? God and you are a majority. God and you are victorious and winners. In Romans 8:32-39. He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? See, God wants to bless you. God wants to bless you in every area of your life. God's not against you. God's not withholding things against you. God is a giving God. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? In verse 33, who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It's God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who makes intercession for us. He's praying for us right now. And I'll tell you, when Jesus prays, God answers. And he intercedes for us. That's why we know our future is secure in the Lord. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution or famine, nakedness, or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Today, if you think that God has lost his love for you, that's not of God, that's of the devil. That's of the enemy coming to bring condemnation to you. God loves you unconditionally. God loves you continually. And God will always love you, day in and day out. And I believe that when you experience as we do that love, you want to obey him. You want to serve him. You want to fulfill his will for your life. We are never helpless or hopeless. Never. Never. For God has the answer before the problem came along. That's wonderful. You see, that's why our hope is in God. Not people, not events, not things. Our hope, first and foremost, is in him. Our priority is in him. We give him first place in our life and in our hearts. And he gives us joy, peace, and hope. Hebrews 12 verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author, the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Psalm 71 verse 5. For you, Lord, are my hope, O Lord God. You are my trust from my youth and the source of my confidence. So don't allow hope to be taken from you. Hold on to it. Don't allow it to suppress you in life. Don't allow it to confuse you. Don't allow it to produce fear in your life, that you can't think according to the Word of God. You see, hope keeps your dreams alive. We all have dreams, and we all believe they're God-given. And God has wonderful dreams for all of us watching today, for all of us listening to this program. He has dreams for us. He's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that lives in us. So keep your vision before you. Don't let the enemy suppress it or rob you of it. Life is an adventure when you're filled with faith and you're filled with hope. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 19. I'm nearly finished. If we who are abiding in Christ have hope only in this life, and that is all, then we are of all people most miserable and to be pitied. I think if you live life without hope, you're to be pitied and you will be miserable. 1 Peter 1 verse 3. Praise from the Amplified. Honored, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. By his boundless mercy, we have been born again to an ever-living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. He's alive. That means we're alive. He's risen from the dead. That means that we will always live with him for eternity. We'll be raised from the dead to be with him. So hold on to your hope, your faith, and our foundation is love. Keep loving. Keep extending that love to people. And keep having a great faith and hope in that God's going to give them the answers to their prayers. I'm nearly finished. And some of you said, amen. 1 Peter 1:13. Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober. Rest your hope fully upon the grace that is said to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hebrews 6:18 from the Message. We who have run for our very lives to God have every reason to grab the promised hope with both hands and never let go. Grab hope with both hands. Do it right now. Do it. Hope. And hope, we're never going to let you go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father, as we bow our heads in prayer today, if you're watching this program and you've been struggling with discouragement, despair, maybe you're empty inside and you've tried many different ways to fulfill your life, to satisfy your life. Well, what I want you to do today is just surrender your life to Jesus and pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. shedding your blood for me. And I believe with all my heart that you've been raised from the dead. I now receive you as my Lord and as my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.